Hello, Nerdy Legion. You are listening to Comic Talk Today. I'm Dustin, a.k.a. Generally Nerdy, bringing you your Comic Talk headlines for June 5th, 2020. Let's talk TV streaming. TV streaming is not huge, but it's still got some stuff. All right, so first off, we have an update. So this started out as I was starting my research. This actually started out as a rumor and then was confirmed. Batwoman. We've talked about the fact that Ruby Rose has left the series and they're going to be recasting Batwoman. Well, they're not recasting Kate Kane, apparently. They are recasting the role of Batwoman. So the person inside the cape and cowl is going to be changed. And that person is, I got to look up the name because it's a completely made up character. That person is Ryan Wilder. This is another, again, a character that they created specifically for the CW. So very little is known aside from what the casting call has in it. And those are notoriously not accurate. Also, this is based on the casting call. So there is still potential that this recasting is in fact for Kate Kane. They just couldn't put certain things in the casting call because, you know, the ACLU would be called and that's never good. So there is a slight possibility that this actually is casting for Kate Kane. They're just doing it incognito, though it does not sound like that is likely. This is just, if this is not casting for Kate Kane on the down low, then this is going to get bad really fast. And that's kind of saying something considering the dramatic drop this show had from episode one to the final three episodes in viewership. Like, yes, even those last three episodes after we were on lockdown were still significantly lower in viewership from the first episode. So this does not bode well if they're getting rid of their main freaking character. There's too much lore and mythology behind the character of Kate Kane that connects her to Batman. That is what gives her the gravity she needs for this show to work. And so if you're creating somebody new, this Ryan Wilder character is still female. Don't, in spite of the name Ryan, that it can be a girl's name. So don't think that they're making it a Batman show. But yeah, just very strange choice on the part of the CW, but that's all we've got on that one. The actual thing that's happening, and then a heavy dosage of my opinion. We're going to move next into Marvel Netflix meta update. So the Marvel Netflix relationship has been severed. This is not news, but the news is after that severing of their relationship, all of the Marvel characters that had series on Netflix had an exclusivity contract agreement in the contract that said that Disney would not do anything movie or TV wise with those characters for 2 years. Well, being as Daredevil was the first to be canceled, 2 years is up in 6 months from now. So, that being said, we are very likely, it seems, to be seeing some Daredevil in the MCU in Phase 5. That's kind of nuts. We were kind of anticipating being halfway through Phase 5 by now, but with the quarantine, I mean, it's silver linings, right? This is kind of an awesome piece of news. And then shortly after Daredevil, sometime in 2021, we're going to get basically the rest of the Netflix Marvel characters back into the MCU, back into the caring arms of the MCU. So, yeah, again, silver linings. This quarantine is not, it's terrible. I'm not even going to try and make that light. So next, we're talking about more Netflix, actually. This time, it's Lucifer. And we have official word that Tom Ellis has signed on for a sixth season of Lucifer, which is kind of cool because we haven't even seen the fifth season of Lucifer, which was supposed to be the final season. They just got picked up by Netflix to complete the story, but now they have a whole other season to give us. Details on that season are non-existent basically right now, but as they come to light, we will be talking about them, and that is all we have for TV streaming. Next, we are talking about movies, and in movies, we have our first update on the John Wick spinoff movie called The Ballerina. Ballerina director Chad I'm going to butcher this last name and I apologize. Chad Stahelski told THR that they are very much in early development for Ballerina, though he is not sure exactly how long the pre-development stage is going to last, so we have no word on when to expect this spinoff movie. But it is still in the works, so fear not, all you John Wick fans, we are getting more John Wick universe. That's all we've got on there. Next, we're talking about another movie universe that I'm super excited about, and that's the Alien Prometheus universe. And for the Alien Prometheus universe, we have Ridley Scott talking to... Oh, I can't read my notes. Where is it? Talking to the LA Times. Wow, I can't believe I missed that. So, Ridley Scott talking to the LA Times about the fact that he thinks there's at least one more good alien story to be told in this universe. And that story has to do with the original ship from the first movie and why it was carrying a payload of xenomorph eggs. This will theoretically be the movie that ties the two series together, so the original Alien, potentially just the original Alien trilogy, hopefully, as well as, well, even the third Alien movie wasn't that great, but as well as the Prometheus movies, or the Prometheus and then Alien Covenant. So there is, in my eyes, there's even still a couple other stories to be told that would link this universe better and kind of flesh it out a little more and give people a little more what they want, but that's a whole other episode. So we do have word that Ridley Scott is at least kicking around those ideas. Whether or not they'll actually become a movie still remains to be seen, but he does want it to happen. And Ridley Scott, kind of in certain circles, is a little bit of a golden boy when it comes to making science fiction, so there is a strong chance he could get his wish. And then we have our last update in the movies section, and that is for the Snyder Cut. And not specifically necessarily the Snyder Cut, but more the fallout from the Snyder Cut. And what do I mean by that? So the head of HBO Max, Tony, I'm going to mispronounce this last name as well, Tony Concalves. He was talking with The Verge, and the question was brought up, well, what kind of precedent are you setting? Does this lay the groundwork so that the fans can demand whatever movie they want from history of movies that have never been made, though we're close to being made? Or movies that the director says the studio screwed up, i.e. the Ayer Cut? And the response to this question was at the same time very definitive, but also still kind of leaving certain doors open, because the response was, there is no precedent, this is a one-off deal, this is the only movie that's getting this treatment, kind of, because whenever he would talk about the Ayer Cut of Suicide Squad, he was a little bit more vague and a little less solid, kind of implying that maybe we might actually get that Ayer Cut, assuming the Snyder Cut does well, like we've been saying on the channel for some time. It's... The vocabulary used was such that if the Ayer Cut does not see the light of day, no one can pin on old Tony Concalves. No one can pin it on him saying, well, you said it was going to get made, because the language was very much dodgy and not definitive. So there is room for the Ayer Cut, though it sounds like that might be the only other movie that could potentially get this treatment. Now let's talk rumors. Rumor mill, we have some stuff going on. First up is Star Trek. We have word from a quasi-reliable, super hit-and-miss kind of 50-50 source saying that CBS is trying to sell off the Star Trek property. Apparently, they're not big fans of what Alex Kurtzman and also kind of sort of J.J. Abrams have done with the series, and so they are moving on down the road and trying to get somebody else to deal with the Star Trek IP, which could be awesome and also could be a giant shipwreck. Part of this rumor is also that we are, because they're looking to sell it off, we are actually not going to be seeing any of those other Star Trek works that are in production, supposedly. Specifically, I'm looking at you, Strange New Worlds, and what was the animated one? I can't remember the animated one. But that this rumor doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me because we have seen production stills from both the animated series and Strange New Worlds and season, what is it, four? No. But then also on the other foot, Picard has yet to be renewed for another season. We have heard very little about Discovery's next season, so there is a lot of kind of back and forth. Some of this might be true, some of this might be false. Who knows what parts are what, because it's just rumor. We're moving on. Next, we're talking about Disney Plus. Grand Admiral Thawne is apparently being cast for something. There are very little specifics on this one, but it does sound like they're looking at putting the character into future TV streaming shows, which is awesome. Next is Man of Steel. That's right, Man of Steel. This is only, it was kind of a matter of time before rumors like this started floating around, but we do have word that Henry Cavill will be suiting up for Man of Steel 2 in the not too distant future, with Zack Snyder reportedly helming the movie and with an appearance as in some form by Black Adam, as played by Dwayne Johnson, aka The Rock. I feel like this holds a fair amount of water as far as the Zack Snyder element of it goes. I don't know about that. There are those rumors that we talked about last time explaining that J.J. Abrams might be the one that directs this. So again, it kind of is six one way and half a dozen the other. Who knows which way it's going to fall? We are staying with HBO Max for a moment. We are talking about Batman. We have more rumors kind of talking about the same stuff that those previous rumors were about the Ben Affleck Batman series, though this set of rumors kind of goes into a little bit more detail. So first up, not only is Affleck going to be showrunner, but reportedly, this series, if it happens, is going to be based on the script that he could not get made into a movie, meaning we're going to see a lot of Deathstroke. So Joe Manganiello is going to be part of it. But then there's another rumor that basically says the same thing, only instead of it being based on Affleck's original script for the movie, this one says that it's going to be based on the post-credit scene that was supposed to happen in the Justice League movie that was originally scheduled to happen in Zack Snyder's cut of the Justice League movie. So we might still be seeing this post-credit scene. According to Joe Manganiello on his Twitter account, that actually might be a thing, but he hasn't said anything about this Batman series. Also, these rumors both go on to say that Jared Leto is going to be a part of this series to some degree as well. So we will be seeing the Joker also. Next is a very quick little rumor. This one is the kind of that DC Warner Brothers black label universe where everything's going to be a one-off and much darker. The next movie reportedly for this universe, for these one-off movies, is going to be based on Bane. I don't know how you're going to do a Bane story and not put Batman in it, but apparently that might be a thing. Next, we're shifting gears over to Disney. The first set of rumors, this is kind of a list of rumors, has to do with the X-Men. Apparently, the character lineup for the MCU introduction to the characters has been leaked. Their movie will consist of primarily Thunderbird, Storm, Cyclops, Havoc, Nightcrawler, Marvel Girl, aka Jean Grey, and Sunfire, not Starfire or Sunspot. That's one set of rumors, and then going off of that, we have a rumor that kind of talks about another rumor we've talked about in the past, that is the introduction of Storm in this movie is going to be very closely related to Wakanda, which kind of solidifies the idea that we're going to see a Storm and Black Panther relationship at some point in the MCU, which is kind of awesome. Then we also have a piece of this rumor that says this movie, the introduction movie to the X-Men, is going to take place at least in part at the Professor Xavier School for Gifted Youngsters, which means we're going to be seeing a smattering of other mutants, though these mutants that we previously listed will be the only ones that are the primary protagonists for the movie. They're going to be the team of X-Men, whereas the rest of the mutants are just going to be kids at the school. And then we have another rumor that is also X-Men related, that is not from the same set of rumors, that says that we are going to be seeing actor Giancarlo Esposito as Professor Xavier in the MCU. If you don't know who that is, because you've probably heard the name, you just don't remember it, or you don't know who that guy is at all, you actually do. He's been in quite a lot. He's actually done a whole lot of TV, animated voices, I guess I should say. He's done voices for DC stuff. He's been the voice of Lex Luthor. He's been in a slew of other TV shows, as well as movies, including the Maze Runner series and The Boys on Amazon. So you know this guy. You know this guy. Actually, I can totally see him being Professor X too. If this is true, I can almost 100% get behind that. And then we're moving on over to The Mandalorian, because we always got something in Star Wars, apparently. Mandalorian, we have rumor that, and this one's not super, super solid ground it's standing on, but we have a rumor saying that we're going to see old Mando Din as a Jedi at some point in this series. This sounds to me like it. I mean, I know there has been at least one Mandalorian Jedi character. I don't know if Mando is it. But we also have another rumor for season 3 saying that Cal Key, I'm going to mispronounce this name as well because it's alien, literally. Cal Kestis. I haven't played the newest Star Wars game, so I'm sorry for mispronouncing that. But that character is going to be coming into season 3, potentially even bringing Cameron Monaghan in to play him again. Somehow, maybe his race of people ages slower, because technically the events of Mandalorian are 30 years after the Order 66, which is where that game takes place, where we are introduced to Cal. So maybe. And then we have another rumor about potentially season 3. It was less specific about when this is going to happen, but at some point also in The Mandalorian, we are reportedly going to see the creation of the Knights of Ren. Probably not. I think this is the least likely of all of these Mandalorian rumors so far. And then our final rumor for the episode is the least likely to happen. I just thought it was fun to put it in here because people are silly. But there are rumors saying that there is going to be a Venom series on Disney Plus. Unless the contract between Sony and Disney has changed, no, it's not. But there are rumors saying it's going to happen. And not only that, but we're going to be seeing Tom Hardy in this series, potentially as Agent Venom and some version of Anti-Venom, all going to Disney Plus. Maybe as an animated show, sure, that's potentially possible. But live action, not going to happen. Not even. If this happens, I don't even know what I'll do, but I'll do something. And that's where we end the rumor section, guys. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then you can jump over to nerdylegion.com and subscribe to any and all of the podcasts we offer on the subject. If you want to go deeper into the nerd news with me, you can join me over on my YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy, where I do a full news show, all kinds of other nerdy stuff, reaction videos, Comic-Con coverage, all of that jazz over on Generally Nerdy on YouTube. So go check that out as well. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.